Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I are giving the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, or weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today, we're going to give you another Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy recipe for seared tuna steaks. Are you ready for this?
Your favorite.
You like this, too.
You just run over to, where do you get it? Cheesecake Factory?
No, I have to make this myself. This is really good. Here's what you're going to do. First of all, go get some tuna. Go to your wherever you want to get it. It all comes from the same place. Whether you get it from Whole Foods, whether you get it from, it comes from the ocean, right?
Chicken of the sea.
Right. Seared tuna. So go buy your tuna, get some nice cuts of it. And here's the key. You need the sauce. And when you sear it, make sure you sear it with a little bit of oil. And searing means putting it on a skillet, keeping it on each side for about 2 minutes, then taking it off. No longer than that. 2 minutes per side, lightly browned on both sides, then take it off. Now, what you're going to do is, you want to have a little bit of a sauce with that. And what you're going to do is you're going to take a little bit of mustard, about a tablespoon, also a tablespoon of white wine, a little bit of low-sodium soy sauce, and about a teaspoon of honey. You're going to take all that, make that into a little mixture. Also, you want to have put that, and then take that and put that on the side.
Put it on the side.
But let it go. Then also, when you're cooking the seared tuna, what you can also do on that skillet is throw some sesame seeds.
On the skillet. Not on the skillet. Not on the tuna.
No. Put it first. Let them, with the oil, let them bake a little
bit. Pop up like popcorn.
Then you put the tuna on there as well. And what you're going to do is you're going to get some bread. I don't know. You want to get a nice Italian bread. I don't know. What do you, the ciabatta rolls? You know, any of those things. They're
nice bread.
They're all good. And after you sear the tuna for a couple minutes, put that on the bread. You take that little the sauce, sprinkle it on the tuna. And if you want, you can take a little bit of arugula, throw a little bit of arugula on top of that. And a great side with this is some, couscous. It makes a great little side with this. Cook up some couscous pasta or some edamame. Edamame goes great with this. Yeah, you'll love it.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.